The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Warm greetings and a warm welcome to Insight Meditation Center that you get. So for the meditation today, I would like to evoke the quality of trust, and that sometimes in Buddhism we talk about trusting the Dharma, going for refuge to the Dharma. But I think that when things come down to really practicing the Dharma, what we learn is that we're trusting our hearts. And in some ways, the Dharma and our hearts are the same. And our hearts understand much more than our minds do, or much more than we do, and to trust something that is wiser or deeper, or is more able to protect us and care for us and guide us than sometimes our conscious mind can do. And that is not maybe an easy thing to find or come to. But when we sit and do this practice, when we do a practice of the heart, a practice that connects us deeply to that which is within us that's more than conscious, then we discover that there's a place of trust, something we can trust, the Dharma in us, the heart in us. So to sit with trust. So to begin with a posture that you can trust. Maybe there's no perfect posture. I think there is no perfect posture for any of us. But maybe there's a posture that you can trust enough for these minutes of meditation. A posture that allows you to relax and to let go. And to gently close your eyes and to feel this body. In a sense, we learn to trust the body too. It's not the body that decays or becomes sick exactly, but something deeper about here in this lived body is a place that we relax. And relaxing the body into the pull of gravity, wherever you're sitting or touching, whatever surface is holding up your weight being the interface, direction of your body and gravity. And to let yourself trust the support your body is given by the surface that holds your body up. Taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Relaxing, trusting on the exhale. letting your breathing return to normal. And to progressively relax your body, maybe think of it as a progressive trusting. Each movement of relaxation means to trust enough to do so. On the exhale, relaxing the belly, trusting enough to let the belly relax, soften. On the exhale, relaxing the chest and the heart, trusting enough to relax in the chest. Relaxing the shoulders. And relaxing the shoulders, softening the shoulders, there's a release of some fear or mistrust and a movement towards trusting enough to relax. And to relax the face. The face is more engaged in our lived life than most people realize. And to let there be trust in the face so that the eyes can relax. Cheeks and jaws. The forehead. And then relaxing the thinking mind. Maybe softening a mistrust or fear that's in the mind. For these minutes, trusting there's nothing you have to fix or save or protect. These minutes now, you're safe and protected. And so you can relax the mind from its concerns. Trust. A trusting. And then becoming attuned to your body breathing. Noticing that if in the breathing there is any anxiety or fear, it's okay if there is. Let the rhythm of breathing massage whatever fear, anxiety there might be. Noticing if the fear changes throughout the cycle of breathing in and breathing out. Becoming aware of the rhythm of change. Letting the breathing relax, soften. A softening, relaxing as you exhale. And allowing as you inhale. And here, now, in this lived experience of breathing, being in a body, for these minutes that you're here, trusting, being alive, trusting, breathing, being mindful, being present. for these minutes, perhaps that trust can be in trusting, just being here, present, breathing, is enough. So as we come to the end of the sitting, as we come to greater freedom in this practice, one way of expressing that freedom is that just to be alive is enough. Sitting here, meditating, breathing, being mindful, that there's nothing to attain, nothing to be, or nothing to prove ourselves. Just being here, breathing, being alive, is enough, or is glorious. To trust that this is enough for these few minutes. And if you appreciate the well-being that comes with just being here, breathing, with trusting this moment, this experience, if you appreciate the well-being, the ease, the freedom, the absence of stress that it produces, imagine what it'd be like for others to have the same, to others to have, be free of the stress of needing to attain and to prove themselves, the stress of being afraid and anxious, needing to protect themselves. How wonderful it would be if others could have this sense of ease, well-being, have the ability to trust just being alive is enough. May it be that as we do this practice and we taste the benefits of it, that we share those benefits with the world around us. May we dedicate the benefits of this practice for the welfare and happiness of everyone. Wishing happiness on others. Wishing safety for others. Wishing peace and freedom for others. And wishing that we notice the small things, big things we can do today to contribute to that possibility, to the welfare and happiness of others. Thank you.